Today is the day a terrible injustice will likely be done to one of our finest Americans. Today begins the court-martial of Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Terry Lakin, a highly decorated Army doctor and flight surgeon who, after repeatedly attempting to no avail to verify that Barack Obama is actually a legal commander-in-chief of the United States Armed Forces, decided to invite his own court-martial, as he put it, and refused orders to deploy for a second time to Afghanistan. Last March, WorldNet Daily quoted Dr. Lakin as saying, "The Constitution matters. The truth matters. For the first time in all my years of service to our great nation, and at great peril to my career and future, I am choosing to disobey what I believe are illegal orders, including an order to deploy to Afghanistan for my second tour of duty there. I will disobey my orders to deploy because I, and I believe all servicemen and women and the American people, deserve the truth about President Obama's constitutional eligibility to the office of the presidency and the commander-in-chief. If he is ineligible, then my orders, and indeed all orders, are illegal because all orders have their origin with the commander-in-chief as handed down through the chain of command." End quote. I have covered Dr. Lakin's case before, and I know how sharp the division is between his supporters and detractors. His supporters are firmly convinced that he is indeed a brave hero for taking on the behemoth topic of Obama's highly questionable eligibility to hold the office of president, while his detractors insist that he is nothing more than a coward in dereliction of duty. Dr. Lakin's cause is just. Barack Obama's past is almost completely hidden. There is a reason for it being hidden. I don't know what that reason is, but I'm sick of answering all of Obama's maniacal defenders who erupt in vicious babbling every time I write about this subject. It's always, "He's already shown his birth certificate, you moron!" No, he has not. Or it's, "If there were something to this eligibility question, Hillary Clinton's camp would have exposed his past in the primaries." Is that so? What makes you think that Mrs. Clinton has the power to take on a machine run by the most powerful men in the world, like George Soros? What makes you think that Mrs. Clinton would even be allowed to reveal Obama's past if she wanted to do so? Regardless, as I reported in my last column on Dr. Lakin, the shabby military judge who is presiding over his court-martial simply denied his defense with no good reason given. She just out of hand declared that his orders were lawful. She refused to allow him discovery of any of Obama's hidden past documentation that would actually determine if, in fact, those orders are lawful. And she refused to even allow expert witnesses for the defense, including retired Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. It's truly wicked what this so-called judge is doing. The powers that be are so desperate to keep all of Obama's past hidden that they will go to any length to safeguard it. What is Obama hiding? It's truly an outrage against our nation that Obama is allowed to get away with this. But I'll tell you what, he won't get away with it forever. One day, this charlatan Obama will be exposed for the usurping fraud he is. Because of being denied any defense, Dr. Lakin will likely be convicted and will have to serve time at Fort Leavenworth. However, there is a ray of hope. WorldNet Daily reports that last Friday, General Thomas McInerney was on Denver talk radio station KHOW on Peter Boyle's morning show. General McInerney had some encouraging words about the future of Dr. Lakin's case with the incoming Republican House. Quote, "Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney predicts the incoming Republican-controlled House of Representatives will launch an investigation if Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lakin is convicted in next week's court-martial. It looks like he's not being treated fairly," said McInerney. "It's important that he gets a fair trial, which means discovery. Since the Army will not allow that, I believe in the final analysis that this will be overturned, but he may have to go to the slammer in Fort Leavenworth," end quote. General McInerney does say that he probably would have advised Dr. Lakin to proceed differently in his attempt to determine if Obama is actually a lawful commander-in-chief. But General McInerney acknowledges the importance of Dr. Lakin's case. It's apparent that General McInerney does not like the term birther, no doubt because of the disparaging way it is used by the left to label ordinary American patriots who only demand to know whether or not Obama is constitutionally eligible to serve as president. General McInerney continued, quote, I told Dr. Lakin that I probably would have advised him differently, but he really had a very important point. He is not a birther. He is a constitutionalist. Now, it shouldn't be the job of a lieutenant colonel flight surgeon in the U.S. Army to be the constitutionalist. It's the job of the Congress and the executive agency to do that. But we've had 44 presidents of the United States, Peter, and only one, the current president, has not shown a valid birth certificate, end quote. This situation is truly like something out of a twisted nightmare. The fortress protecting Obama's past is almost supernaturally powerful. As you may know, it's not just Obama's original birth certificate that is hidden, but pretty much all documentation of his past is a closely guarded secret. We have virtually no records of who Barack Obama really is. For that matter, we don't even know if his name is actually Barack Obama. One thing I do know about Obama is that he is one cold-hearted man. He knows Dr. Lakin stands to do hard time because of Obama's refusal to provide proof that he occupies the presidency legally. Obama is a dirty rat for standing by and letting Dr. Lakin flap in the wind when Obama could easily stop this nonsense from proceeding any further. Whatever Obama is hiding about his past, it's huge, and it's obviously a serious deal-breaker. Or all the America-hating forces of hell wouldn't be guarding the secret so fiercely. General McInerney had some advice for the Army on how to proceed with Dr. Lakin's case. Quote, McInerney suggested Lakin is certain to be convicted if the court-martial proceeds. The outcome is evident to me that this is a slam dunk, said McInerney. They're not going to let him really talk about it. They're avoiding the issue. The way they conduct themselves is going to be extremely important for the follow-on investigation for the House of Representatives, added McInerney, who said the House Armed Services Committee could hold hearings to determine whether the military handled the case properly. The smartest thing the Army could do is not to have the trial, said McInerney, who suggested the court should let the case go low profile. I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to make the mistake of trying him, and then you're going to have a court of record that will condemn them for the way they conducted it, end quote. I do hope the incoming Republicans will have the guts and the decency to review this court-martial and at least see that Dr. Lakin is being treated to a terrible injustice and overturn it if he is convicted. So many of us are bone-tired of watching wimpy Republicans stand down in the face of the Obama eligibility question. What are they all afraid of? Don't you dare tell me they're all convinced Obama is legitimate. There's no way they all are. The WorldNet Daily Report continues, quote, McInerney held up his own treatment by the trial judge to illustrate the unfairness of the proceedings thus far. Lynn has refused to allow McInerney or any other expert witness requested by the defense to testify at Lakin's court-martial. She has also refused to permit Lakin to present any evidence or arguments in his own defense that might justify his decision to disobey orders. The judge in this particular case said, I do not know enough about the Army to be able to understand the Army's position on the Uniform Code of Military Justice, said McInerney, who added he once commanded an Army division in Alaska as part of a joint Army-Air Force command. I am intimately familiar with the Uniform Code of Military Justice, said McInerney, but you get a judge who says that I, as a three-star general who had general court-martial authority, do not know enough about the Uniform Code of Military Justice? Dr. Lakin is not going to get a fair trial in this particular proceeding. McInerney was asked by the defense to testify about when a soldier is trained to disobey orders he believes are illegal, end quote. It's apparent that the fix is in on this court-martial, and unlike how the fix has been in so far on all other court challenges to Obama's eligibility, a man's freedom and career are on the line this time. It is Dr. Lakin who is bravely taking a stand against the diabolical powers that protect Obama's secrets. Dr. Lakin needs our fervent prayers right now, and he also needs our financial support. There is a defense fund for him at the website safeguardourconstitution.com. His whole story is there, as well as any other information you might want to know about his case. May the Lord bless and keep Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Terry Lakin and his family.